This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Charlie Tuna getting plenty of support. There's a lot of people that love Chuck Tuna, and we do too.
Can we read about, just pick out the five best anti-Charlie text messages, if we can read those, please?
No, we're not going to read this.
Somebody's texting about, does Tuna know that the blacks rejected the tax vote for the soccer stadium? What the? Where'd that come from?
Hey, boy, talk about being on the back burner, that thing.
They
better make sure all of this blues euphoria is long over before they make that announcement. Because they make it now, no one will know that the MLS is coming. Maybe in August when the All-Star game
What's
is.
What's the latest with that?
We're in great shape. They're adding three teams, and the two are given, and I'm not sure who the third is.
Who's the given?
Sacramento and St. Louis.
Okay, so St. Louis is a given.
It's a given.
Was Ryan O'Reilly with Colorado once?
He was.
Yeah.
So, Kroenke. Well, not Kroenke, but he got cut from Colorado. Oh, okay.
No, he didn't get cut. He
no.
He signed with.
Well, thanks. Once again, thank you, Stan Kroenke.
He went to Buffalo.
He always comes through for me, buddy.
Then he got traded
here.
Yeah,
he does.
It's my guy.
Tuna getting more popular in the text lines
one
as
of
we
the,
speak.
One of the. It'll go down as one of the all-time steals in the history of the National Hockey League, the Ryan O'Reilly trade.
I mean, Carlo was tweeting about that. He says, every time I see Ryan O'Reilly play, really? I think to myself, how in the hell did Buffalo let him go?
Can you equate that with Willie McGee?
Coming Bob Sykes?
Sykes, yeah.
Lou Brock, Ernie Broglio?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Brett Hull.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
That's a small one.
Yeah.
Brett Hull. Nobody's having more fun right now than Hulley.
And the worst trade, though, McCauley for Russell.
Yeah.
We traded the rights to Bill Russell to get Ed McCauley back
Hall of
here.
Famer.
And Cliff Hagan was a good player. All right. Hey, Andy, a couple things. What about broadcasters? Mm-hmm. It's a two-part question. Do broadcasters get the Stanley Cup for a day? And two, do you think you're going to be getting a ring?
You know what? I don't know how that's going to work out. Well, so we'll have to wait and find out, and hopefully we'll get information.
I mean,
on
if
that
Malcolm
soon.
Got a ring with not the, quite the same ring as the
Kurt
Warner
got the same ring.
But you could be getting a a version.
Everybody got the ring with the Rams, even the accepted cheerleaders at first. Even the Kenny, the janitor that did, not janitor, tour work, everybody got a ring with the Rams. Mm. Everybody.
There's different versions, though, I believe.
Right? Oh, right. Definitely, yeah. Because some of those rings, I think, are $25,000, right?
You see the new New England Patriots new ring?
God.
It's the largest ever.
Amazing. How about Bob Kraft getting big ovations every time he pops up on the screen?
Oh, it's great. Boston, man.
And he's not sitting in a suite. He's sitting in the stands.
Yeah. And then they had Edelman and Gronk. I thought they missed the ball. They should have had Brady doing the.
I thought that was going to happen. There was rumors of that.
Yeah, it was.
Well, they thought it was going to be Big Poppy. Well,
the rumor was that Big Poppy was going to be on the screen. He wasn't actually going to be at the game.
Yeah, I know. He was going to be on the screen, wishing them good luck.
It wouldn't have made a difference. Jordan Binnington would not have allowed any more goals. So.
No.
I mean, what happened to Big Poppy, though, was just crazy.
Dr. Rick talked about that
night. I love how the Boston Red Sox are like, okay, get a plane there immediately and bring him back here so we can give him some proper medical attention.
That's not why they did it. No. The reason why they did it, because it's still a hit out on the guy. And what the medical staff hasn't told you, and Dr. Rick brought it up, he's in pretty bad shape. He may have to wear a colonoscopy bag the rest of his life because he got shot in the colon as well. Yes.
Well, he was shot twice?
Wherever they said the bullet went to the colon as well. Mm. So he's in bad shape. He's alive at least.
Wow. All right, let's see. What else here? Blues related. Oh, Pat Maroon, how many people you think on this Blues roster will have their day celebration with the cup here in town?
That's a good question. I mean, Pat Maroon.
Possibilities,
kidding, right?
Maroon for sure.
100%.
Petrangelo lives here a lot, but if he goes to Toronto,
I would think would take it back to King City, Ontario.
Okay.
But obviously, his wife being from here, you never know. They've got the little kids. They made his plan to have their cup party here in St. Louis.
You know, as we know, Vladimir Tarasenko spent the entire season off season last year because of the surgery. I wonder if he goes back to Russia.
He's a possibility having the young baby.
All right.
Of keeping it here, although he may want to go back to Russia to revisit his roots and have
I
the
wish
party,
I had the cup for
have,
a day.
Have the party with his family, too. There.
Where would you take it?
I'd take it all over town.
Take it to the hood.
Yeah.
No, Charlie wouldn't even take it to the hood. That's why this guy is like, he's complaining about the,
no,
the cup not being
you don't
in
know
the
where
hood.
I go.
Charlie hasn't been to the hood in like 40 years.
He was scared to drive anywhere we go when we do remotes. He's scared of going everywhere, man. I don't know how you do it.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
You know why? You know why? Because you tell me to be scared. It's because I get a note from
you. I get a text that's all jizzy up because he's shaking when he texts
me. He's like, hey, make sure you walk to your car with me. Don't walk by yourself.
Don't walk with me because you can't run.
You can't walk.
What are you talking about? He was a shutdown corner at Parkway North.
Oh, please, shut down. That's like getting a shutdown donut.
I play both sides of the ball. In fact, I got a nice note from Bob Bunton, longtime football coach at Parkway North.
So did I.
Yeah.
Yeah, just saying thanks for the coverage. Mm-hmm. Happy for all you guys to get
from
to see this.
Have you guys heard from a lot of people you haven't heard from in years?
A lot of people. Man.
Yeah.
A lot of people. And
and this entire table is going to the parade, I guess.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We have, it was just kind of fortunate, at Channel 5 we have a rooftop. And it's going to be cool, so you don't have to be in the middle. 500,000. Yeah, I wish I could get you one of those wristbands, but I can't.
We're all out for Charlie.
Yeah. I'll get one. Don't worry.
Sorry, Charlie.
I know who to call. Don't forget, I know the boss.
Oh, you do. That's true.
Right. Listen, how many people were at the Rams parade or the Cardinal parades? I mean,
you want to look just for the heck of it? You look that up. Just
does it reach the 1 million number or no?
I think they said 1 million that year. And remember how freaking cold it was?
Oh, it was
I think
freezing,
we did it the
man.
Next day, too.
Yeah. They did it right away.
Remember, we did it on a Sunday or a Monday?
I think it was really
Monday.
Cold.
It was Monday.
Night.
Yeah, it was Monday. It could have been Sunday. The game was
Monday.
I think it was windy, too. Really
it
windy.
Was terrible. It was yeah.
And let's hope we have good weather tomorrow. I mean, it's supposed to
rain.
You know what? It's interesting because I asked Chris Zimmerman. I said, you know, the weather's supposed to be better later in the afternoon. And then his response was, did you see the crowd at Busch Stadium sitting in the rain watching? Our fans will not let rain get in the way of this parade.
I agree with that. No, he's right.
Huh.
But it'd be nice if it wasn't raining, though. I'll say that.
I'll talk to him.
Yeah. Well, I think it's supposed to stop raining around that 12:30 range.
Is it really?
Yeah, 1 o'clock. So I know later in the afternoon it's good.
So it's going to rain in the morning?
That was the early weather report. Do we know? Let's see. Well, you're working. You're
we know they'll be
things.
Wrong, Charlie.
Oh, we like they do the snow. We'll be okay. It'll be sunny.
I mean, okay. the weather
balloons are bad.
Oh, is that
like,
all?
They're like a relief pitcher in terms of batting average.
We don't know what's going to happen tonight. Just bring a
don't
raincoat.
Don't get me started on our weather people here. Post-Dispatch headline says 100,000 for Rams parade. Mm. Aren't they expecting like a 500,000?
100,000.
Yeah, I felt that was a lot more than that.
Man. There goes their reporting. 100,000, that's it? For the Rams?
No, that's got to be
wrong.
That's
what the Post-Dispatch reported.
They missed a couple zeros, I think.
They must have the weather guy
well,
do
I guess
that.
I guess they didn't count Isaac Bruce because he didn't go, right?
It was more than 100,000,
that's right. Right.
Isaac Bruce.
It felt like that, yeah.
Isaac Bruce didn't go to the parade. What, did he oversleep?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he took a plane straight to Florida. Would you rather be in a parade in 20-degree weather here? Or?
In Florida. It's too cold, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I know John Shaw was there.
Okay.
He went to the parade?
No, he didn't go. John didn't like the cold here. I'm serious. He didn't like cold weather.
Huh. Andy, what about decisions, great decisions the Blues made this past offseason? So O'Reilly would be number one.
Yeah.
What would be number two? I mean,
qualifying Jordan Binnington.
Okay.
I mean,
we'll take that.
You don't qualify him.
And then would Bozak and Maroon be three and four?
We're not talking about a parade tomorrow.
Bozak and Maroon would be 3 and 4 in terms of off-season moves?
In terms of guys that, I mean, absolutely. You know? I mean, if you're just going to talk about the guys that came here, obviously, via. He's reading some of these text messages.
They said take the cup also to my barbershop.
That's not what it said.
No, this one right here does.
Right, you want to read? Go ahead, read it.
No, this said tuna, take the cup to your barbershop. Then there's one here. I can't read that. It's too bad for me. There's a lot of them. Don't let tuna talk. I disagree with him 100% about Stan Kroenke. You know, whatever.
Elevating Craig Berube.
Oh, yeah.
Was the next best thing. So you got O'Reilly, Binnington, Berube. That's the trifecta. And that's why we're celebrating the Stanley Cup here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Wow. Robert Thomas making the roster, not going back to junior, being patient with him, allowing him to find his game and his confidence to where he becomes one of your top players, leads the entire roster in scoring in the month of March, led all rookies in scoring across the board in the NHL in scoring in March. And that line with him and Bozak and Maroon were the Blues' best line down the stretch.
Which of the players that we did not hear about in the organization you think could actually, you know, be have an impact next year? Which young player?
Jordan Kyrou. You know, he had a injury that he suffered late in the year, so he's been rehabbing that over the course of the last few weeks. But he's expected to be strong and good to go come training camp. I mean, listen, this guy was sensational down in the American Hockey League. All he does is score. He's got to fine-tune his game, details, and all that type of stuff. But this guy, you know, has a chance to really be, you know, a special offensive player. He's got speed and scoring ability. He just has a knack for scoring. You know, I think, you know, Zach Sanford now getting back into the lineup here in the Stanley Cup Final, having an impact. I think he had 4 points with a goal and three assists. Where does his game go next season? I had a conversation with him about that yesterday. I'll be really interested to see how high he can elevate his game next year. He's going to have a significant role as a top nine forward, and you know, can he give you, you know, in the range of 15 goals? I think he can.
How about Carl Gunnarsson, who scored, you know, arguably the, well, one of the two biggest goals of the season, or three biggest goals of the season? He's actually a free agent now, correct?
Who's that?
Carl Gunnarsson.
Carl Gunnarsson's a free agent, yes.
And that's going to be another tough decision.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, again, they brought back, you know, Jay Bouwmeester on a one-year deal. I mean, obviously, if you're talking about Gunnarsson coming back, you're talking about doing it on a short-term deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, how much do you want to stay? I mean, do you really want to leave and try to fetch an extra year or maybe a little bit more money, or do you want to stay with the team that just won
the
Stanley Cup?
That's the tough thing about sports, too. Chuck, you can remember this. Detroit, they have the parade. The next day, Rick Mahorn is let go.
Right.
I mean,
you've got to, in every team, even when you win a championship, you've got to continue to improve because
yeah.
the teams behind you are going to do the same thing. One more quick comment. Will Mike Yeo get a ring?
I wouldn't think so. He might get one.
Do the players vote on it like other teams?
I'm not exactly sure that he would want it or not. I don't know.
How about playoff share? With winning a Stanley Cup, what does each player get? I want to ask you, too, about Ville Husso. Mm-hmm. Are they high enough on him where they would want to move Jake, or it would be a tough call?
No, I think they're high on him, but you got to keep in mind that he had an injury this year, too, where he missed a lot of time. And that could mean that he starts next season back in the American Hockey League, where you wouldn't have thought that would be the case heading into this past season. You know, you thought he'd be ready to play in the National Hockey League, but considering the fact that he didn't get as much as many games as, you know, you would have hoped because of injury, maybe he starts the year in the American Hockey League. But I would think that he's a guy who is still certainly on the radar. This guy's going to be in the National Hockey League, and don't forget about how much talent he has. He's really good, too. What is Martin Kilcoyne wearing? Look at that.
You're getting in the hood.
Did you buy that? You get that at Venture?
Venture.
Venture? Why?
Wow. How old are you? You're older than I am.
This is the one big
out.
Remember where
I mean, where is that from?
This is from Big Al. We were at Schnucks.
Did you buy that at Schnucks?
No. Big Al came in and gave it to me, and I said, well, this is really nice. It's a pretty expensive gift. And mm-hmm. he said, I don't want you to keep it. I want you to wear it on the air. So I'm in Boston the other night, and he said, do you have it? And I said, I packed it. Are you wearing it? I never wore it on the air. Charlie Marlowe is my witness. At about 4 a.m. that night, I get a call, and it's Big Al screaming at me. The Blues win the damn cup, and he's calling, yelling at me because I didn't wear his Venture-purchased Pat Maroon jersey. So here today, I'm wearing the jersey.
So, Andy, you don't think that's quite the high-quality?
No, that is not authentic, I'll tell you that right now.
No.
You don't think that is not game-worn.
This is not from the Blues Blue Note shop. But Big Al wants it back. He's like, when am I getting my jersey back?
That may have been worn at, like, the Shark Tank or something like that.
Once you take it off, it's going to tear up anyway.
Somewhere.
You guys are my witnesses.
Robert Thomas, by the way, significant wrist injury, had a tendon issue. that really impacted his game. He hurt that early in the Dallas series as well, which is amazing that he was able to play as well as he did down the stretch in that series. He was the best player on the ice in Game 7. But he's going to need have a little work done on that here coming up very soon.
All right, what do you have coming up on Hockey Sense, and who are you brought to us by today?
Well, today at 4 o'clock, look forward to it. We're going to have the Keeper of the Cup with us. I think he's going to be live with us at Schneidhorst. And then Tom Stillman, I'm still efforting that. Hopefully he's going to be able to join us as well. Have information for you on the parade and all that type of stuff, everything you need to know. But we'll talk about the Stanley Cup, what the plans are with the Cup now moving forward throughout the offseason, how often you're going to see it here in St. Louis, and how long the players get to have it, and when all that type of stuff starts. And hopefully we'll have a conversation with Tom Stillman as well. Hey, I'm brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training, where driving a truck is not just a job, it's a career. And you can start a new career right now. Give them a call, 314-895-4111. Call my good buddy Jeff Bowser today. Check them out online, beatrucker.com. Also, my good buddy Kevin Lemp and Four Hands Brewing Company, rated St. Louis's number one brewing company for a reason. They've got lots of Four Hands options right here at Schnucks. Of course, their tasting room in downtown St. Louis is incredible as well. 1220 South 8th Street before or after the game. Stop on by for the parade as well, Four Hands Brewing Company. And, of course, Lord Earth Tools. Good Earth Tools brings us our St. Louis Hockey Player of the Week each and every week.
Go Blues.
On Hockey Sense at 4 o'clock every Friday.
All my sponsors go all over the city. They go to the hood quite a bit. Ameren, Illinois, Weber Chevrolet, Del Mar Gardens. When the brothers want to come in and get well taken care of, they go to Del Mar Gardens. They've got a room waiting for me. As a matter of fact, it's a suite. Of course, Snooks does business all over the community, in the hood, in Chesterfield, all over. Then you got Barney's Barbecue, who's bringing us food in the next 2 weeks.
That's good.
They only want to do it when Frank's here this time. So thank you very much, folks. Had a great time. Go Blues.
All right, we'll take a short time out. Martin Kilcoyne will join us when we come back. But before we go to break, I want to tell you about one of our really good sponsors. It's McBride. Why buy an old home with all the to-dos when you can buy new? This June, McBride Homes is having a dream kitchen and bathroom sales event. Buy a new McBride home and receive $2,000 or up to $10,000 to spend towards a luxury kitchen or bath. McBride Homes has over 40 communities throughout the metro St. Louis area and over 100 inventory homes for a quick move-in. Homes to fit every lifestyle, designed with you in mind. McBride's dream kitchen and bath sales event is for June only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details. Also, one of our great sponsors of the phone lines, Maryville University. Go to Maryville.edu for more information about that lovely school in town and country. We'll be right back with Martin Kilcoyne.